Welcome to the Holistic Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Keisha Blair, wife, mother of three, author of Holistic Wealth, and founder of the Institute on Holistic Wealth. The show will showcase various experts in the key pillars of holistic wealth. Each week, we deliver the best information on how to become holistically wealthy and live your best life. Today, we have an exciting episode. It's a solo episode to end the year, and I'm so excited to share with you this end of year episode, going into the new year, what we need to do to make this upcoming year a better year. COVID-19 has really ushered in a wellness revolution as people continue to put their health and wellness in focus. And so it's a great time to do or kind of year in review. It's a great time to look back and to think and to reflect on what worked for us and what didn't quite work well. I know that I'm in that headspace now too as I enter into 2022, and I know many people are. And I just want to take this opportunity, first of all, to just thank the many guests that we had on the Holistic Wealth Podcast this year. I'm so grateful to all of them, so grateful to have their lessons and their wisdom shared with you on the podcast this year. And I'm so excited for the upcoming season that will kick off in the first week of January for the podcast. And I want to thank you all. Thank you so much for coming along on this journey with me and with everyone else. You know, it's been an exciting journey. I'm sure we've all learned so much. I know I have. I have learned so much through this podcast and through the various guests who have shared their wisdom. And of course, just relaying different parts of holistic wealth with you from my book and the journey to the new and expanded edition of Holistic Wealth that's out next year and that's up for pre-order now. So I'm hoping you all get your copies now. And it's been an exciting journey. And so in this episode, we're talking about wellness. And so 2022 has been dubbed the year of self. And so many experts are calling it the year of self as people look to increase their wellness and kind of that radical wellness revolution that we're seeing because of COVID-19. And there are a few headwinds that are causing this. You know, we have new variants popping up. We have the Omicron variant now that we all have to be mindful about. As we head into 2022, we're not sure what the future will look like, what this variant has in store. Many people are far more anxious. They're far more depressed than ever before. And so it's time to take stock of our relationships, what we want, our values, what we want to embrace going forward, and how we want to make our lives more authentic, the legacy that we want to leave, and how we want to show up in this world. And that's what this episode is all about. And I'm hoping, you know, as we go through this, that you have your holistic wealth personal workbook so you can jot down some things as I go through the different points. This wellness revolution is taking center stage. And so we could almost describe 2022 as the year of holistic wealth. That's what people are thinking about. It's how do I redefine success on my own terms? How do I define that for me? In terms of what I want, what's authentic to me and the life I want to live, the type of career, the industry I want to be in, my business, you know, entrepreneurship. And so in my new book, and so that's the expanded and updated version of Holistic Wealth, I also talked about the art of recovery from disruption. And a critical part of that is radical self-care. And as I stated in my book, and this is a direct quote, our education system teaches about linearity, not about what to do when this linear pattern breaks, not where to look for resilience, not the art of recovery from disruption. And many of you know my story. So when tragedy struck, I didn't have that toolbox necessarily right then and there to master the art of recovery. So I created one, and I created one out of sheer need and the desire to radically transform my life. And that's the framework that I've been sharing with you. That's the holistic wealth framework that's been out there. It's in the first edition of the book, which I hope you all have. And it goes deeper into this second edition And so for this episode, I've combined a few wellness trends that are on the horizon for 2022, which is exciting, along with some of my personal recommendations based on my book, based on what's worked for me. And so let's get into it. In terms of 2022 and the year of self, what does that mean? It means that we're going to be very in tune with our needs and what we need to thrive and grow. How do we empower ourselves with a mindset that works? And, you know, in this new book, The New and Expanded Version of Holistic Wealth, Kelly Rutherford, iconic actress, star of Gossip Girl, Dynasty, and Melrose Place, she wrote the foreword for the book, which is amazing. It's an amazing foreword. And she also talked about empowering ourselves with a mindset that works. As we head into 22, many of us are feeling powerless. We're feeling powerless in a pandemic. Many of us as parents are wondering if our children are going to go back in online learning. So there's a level of powerlessness that we're feeling right now as we head into the new year. But I want to encourage everyone to try as much as possible to try to get that power back in whatever small, micro, tiny steps that you can do to get that power back. And of course, we're going through these steps today in this episode, and I'm excited, and it's so amazing. It aligns so well with holistic wealth. You know, in the book, I talked about creating boundaries. Create those boundaries in 2022 for yourself. Know what works for you, what doesn't work. Know when to say no. And so here's the first one that you can write down in terms of that year of self and that year of holistic wealth and what we need to do to keep ourselves on track, keep ourselves mentally healthy, emotionally wealthy, and holistically wealthy. So the first one is tracking stress. And so we're coming out of this year, which has been high stress, it's been high anxiety, and a lot of us, we've weathered it, and we need to pat ourselves on the back for weathering it. But one thing we want to do as we go into the new year is to try to track stress, right? So track those experiences, those moments that have really sent up your stress. What sent up those stress levels? Track it. Put it in your holistic wealth workbook. Find that page and track the stress so that you know to stay away from those things that really bother you deeply and that increases your stress levels. So that's the first one in terms of the year of self. We're all going to track our stress more, and we're going to be more cognizant and more mindful. You know, in holistic wealth, there's a whole chapter on mindfulness. We're going to employ that mindfulness practice so that we're mindful of those moments. In the book, I spoke about the holistic wealth method, and that is what depletes me, what depletes my holistic wealth bank account. And what enriches that holistic wealth bank account? Well, it's all about tracking stress too. Because if those stressful moments deplete you, it's going to deplete your holistic wealth bank account. So let's practice that, you know, through the book, through the holistic wealth workbook, and track our stress. Number two is manifest journaling. And this is a big thing that experts say is going to be part of the year of self. People want to be able to manifest the life they want to live. And it's amazing that once we put our whole being into thinking about what we want our future timelines to look like, and if you can envision what you want your future timeline to look like, then that's where manifest journaling comes into play. And in the book, in Holistic Wealth, there's a whole chapter on journaling, the benefits for you, how to do it well. There's a whole chapter there, and in the Holistic Wealth Personal Workbook as well. And so as we talk about manifestation, there are a few episodes of the Holistic Wealth podcast that I want you to use as a resource. Chief among them is the episode on manifesting with Wendy Friesen. Find that episode, listen to it again, go back through the Holistic Wealth workbook and write down your future timeline, what you want it to look like in terms of, you know, even your personal mission statement and all of that. And so manifest journaling is one of those activities they say is part of the year of self. And as I would say, part of the year of holistic wealth, because I think that's what it is in a nutshell. Number three, how will we improve our sleep hygiene? Now, I know that I really suffer from having a bad sleep hygiene. I will say that we need to beef up that sleep routine with calming and relaxing things that get us to bed well so we can have proper sleep. And so that's one of the big ticket ones. And it's funny because when I wrote the first edition of Holistic Wealth, there was a chapter that we cut on the benefits of sleep and really restful sleep. And that's coming into play again with COVID-19 and, you know, with our anxiety levels and the uncertainty going forward. So just concentrate or try to develop a sleep routine, however that works for you. I know I have 3 kids, so I know that's something I need to work on as I'm focusing on putting them to bed and I'm focusing on their sleep routines. And I'm trying to get them to also cultivate good sleep routines for themselves. And it's difficult because, as you know, like I have a 10-year-old, I have a 12-year-old, and I have a 16-year-old. And I'm also getting my kids to cultivate good sleep routines so that they have this timeline in the evening that they follow and they do the things that really put them in that frame of mind, getting off electronics, getting off social media, doing things that, you know, allow them to have a beneficial and restful sleep. So I want you to start tracking that too and putting that into your Holistic Wealth personal workbook. The next thing is regenerative travel. And so that's travel that is regenerative. And I know for many of us who are not thinking about travel now, we have a new variant, or you're thinking about ways that you can get out that's adventurous and that's low risk in terms of not contracting the virus. But when we talk about regenerative travel, we're talking about road trips and things like wellness related travel and even online self-care retreats. So I think as we go forward, we're thinking about innovative ways that we can be restored and really feel rejuvenated. And short road trips can also fulfill that role. I mean, you're in your own car, it's safe, short distances where you can get back if you need to. You don't need to be stuck across the border, not having a PCR test or whatever test you need to get back in. And so wellness related online, you know, courses or online self-care retreats are one of, you know, the key ways in terms of regenerative travel. Now, the next point is your personal financial identity. And I know many people are making New Year's resolutions right now. We're thinking about our goals for 2022. And we're thinking about what we want our lives to look like. How can we make it more authentic? How can we make it work for us? And, you know, so many people on this podcast, so many guests have shared their personal financial identities. They've taken the test. It's free. If you're listening right now, you can go on the Institute on Holistic Wealth website and take the test. It's free. It takes 2 minutes. It's quick and it's easy. And you can know your personal financial identity. If you are on KeishaBlair.com, there's also a place there that links you to the quiz, so you can take it from there as well. And 80 to 90% of our guests on the Holistic Wealth podcast have taken the quiz and they've discussed their results on the podcast here with us. And you can go through some past episodes and hear people talk about it. It's great for so many reasons. If you're crafting financial or money related New Year's resolutions, it's perfect for that. And even if you're not, even if you're crafting just broad New Year's resolutions, the quiz is amazing for that. That quiz was created during COVID-19 as so many readers of Holistic Wealth came forward to me and they asked me, how do I know my financial identity? How can I really pinpoint that? And I got to work on creating this quiz. And there's also a full chapter in the new book coming out on this. So right now, as you're listening, you can go on the Institute on Holistic Wealth website and take the quiz. And share it with a friend. Share it with a couple of friends. If you're in a book club, share it and discuss it. It's an amazing tool for us to get started on naming who we are and what our values are as it relates to money. And it clears up so many things with spouses, in a marriage, in your relationship. If you're dating, this is important. I wish I had this before, this tool. Well, it's out now and you can benefit from it. And you can have more meaningful, authentic financial goals that are in line with the year of self, because it's all about how do I show up authentically in this world? That's the year of self and the year of holistic wealth, as it were. And so in addition to that, we also have on the Institute on Holistic Wealth, the website, we have a certified holistic wealth consultant program. It's an amazing program. And I want to put that out there that as we go into the year of self, as we go into the year of holistic wealth, that everyone, absolutely everyone creates a holistic wealth portfolio for themselves. And as I said, the Institute has a certification program called the Certified Holistic Wealth Consultant Program. Readers of the book came forward during COVID-19, many women entrepreneurs. And if you're an entrepreneur, you absolutely need to have a holistic wealth portfolio that's unique to you and unique to your business as well. And the readers came forward and they're like, we want to be certified. We want to be certified in your methods. And we want to become certified holistic wealth consultants because we want to empower others around us. And even if you're not interested in using the certification to gain more clients or to add a new revenue stream to your business, like if you're a blogger, it doesn't matter what industry you're in, it can help you add that. But even if you want to do this for yourself, just to create your own holistic wealth personal portfolio, it's useful for you to do the course just to craft it for yourself. And you know what? I keep mine evergreen as I think about different changes in my life, as I think about different changes in my family. And it really sets you up nicely, especially if you also want to craft out something that also is in line with your family as well. As I said, this is amazing for entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs absolutely need to have this. It does not matter what field or industry you're in. It can help you add a new revenue stream, or it can just help you personally and professionally build out the goals, build out the life you want. And as we go into the year of self, this is key. This is what the year of self is about. It's not about necessarily being selfish or being just about me, me, me. It's about how do I improve how I show up in this world so I can help drive humanity forward, so I can help fulfill my purpose in this life, that I can show up in the way that I'm supposed to show up, that I can achieve my full potential in this life while creating that impact and that legacy that I want to create, not only for my family and my children, but for others in my community. And so many of our certified holistic wealth consultants are going out in their communities. They're doing amazing things with children and with teens. Some of them are giving workshops. I've been contacted by teachers in Africa who want to become certified holistic wealth consultants. And so, as I said, it's not limited to one industry or field. You can do this to empower yourself. And so as we close and, you know, we bring this to a close again, I want to thank you so much for being on this journey with me. I think I've been more empowered by you, by the listeners, by the readers of Holistic Wealth than anything else in this whole wide world. And I want to thank you for that. Thank you for the love you've given. I love you all so much. And, you know, as we go forth into 2022, let's go forth with happiness, with a bold vision of what we want for ourselves and our families and our communities. Let's go out there, make the impact that we want to make. And if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe to this podcast. Share it with 3 friends. So I'm challenging everyone to share this message with at least 3 friends or 3 family members or coworkers or in your reading groups, your book clubs, wherever you are, share it with 3 people. Let's spread the message. Let's make sure that everyone hears this. And once again, thank you so much for joining us on this episode to end the year. It's been a delight. I can't wait for the first week of January when the next episode comes out. And we have some amazing guests lined up to go into the book launch for the new and expanded version of Holistic Wealth. And by the way, that's available everywhere online. It's going to be in bookstores too, but it's available for pre-order. When you pre-order the book, feel free to send me an email at info@keishablair.com. You can get freebies for that. You can get free ebooks. We have that lined up, and that is only going to be for a short period of time. So it's worth it to actually pre-order the book now. And if you haven't read the first edition, read the first edition. In the meantime, get that copy, because what the second edition does, it goes deeper and it's like a continuation. It's like the second book in the series. So the first book will help you get to understand the second book better. So that's kind of the gist of it. And again, it was amazing having you here. Have a wonderful holiday with your family. Have a wonderful Christmas season. I wish you all the best, and I wish you nothing but holistic wealth.
Thank you for joining us this week on Holistic Wealth with Keisha Blair. Make sure to visit our website, KeishaBlair.com, where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or via RSS so you will never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Are you a member of the Institute on Holistic Wealth? If not, what are you waiting for? Go to InstituteOnHolisticWealth/memberships to choose your membership plan and join. As a member, you get so many perks. Free worksheets, advice, coaching, and a member's workshop to design an intentionally designed life. You need to figure out your life purpose? Take the Build Your Life Purpose Portfolio online self-paced course. You're struggling with all your money decisions? Take the free financial identities quiz and then take the course. You recently had a breakup, job loss, or experienced the death of a loved one? Take the holistic healing course. You need an overall plan to achieve holistic wealth? We will help you figure out your holistic wealth blueprint. And of course, if you want to start making money by helping others achieve holistic wealth, become a certified holistic wealth consultant. Regardless of what career you've got, the Institute will show you how to increase your income and walk in your purpose. The sooner you join, the sooner you start to achieve a more holistically wealthy lifestyle. And you're going to want to stay for a very long time. So go to InstituteOnHolisticWealth/memberships to join. If you haven't read the book yet, pick up a copy of the award-winning, best-selling Holistic Wealth 32 Life Lessons to help you find purpose, prosperity, and happiness.